ओम शांति। आर यू ऑल हैप्पी? इफ यू आर ऑलरेडी हैप्पी वी कैन क्लोज दिस क्लास नाउ एंड हियर। Once in a mosque, their mullah, the one who gives the sermon, went on long leave. So they had to engage a temporary mullah because Friday was coming. So they have to have a sermon on Friday. So they paid double rate and engaged one mullah. So he came for his first sermon on a Friday and he said, do you know what I am going to speak? All of them said no. Then he said, but what is the use of giving you a sermon if you don't even know what I am going to speak? Then he said, Ameen, and went away. Got his money. The management, they thought, what type of person we have engaged. So next time, again they, next Friday came, he again stood and asked the same question. Do you know what I am going to speak? They had become wiser, they said yes. He said, if you already know what I am going to speak, what is the good of my speaking? Ameen, he again went away. The management were bearing with him. They thought, let us give him a last chance. So next Friday again appeared and asked the same question. As Baba says, your question on day one will be, who am I? And day last also will be, who am I? So he asked the same question, do you know what I am going to speak? Now they have become more wise. So half of them said yes, other half said no. Then he said, those who know, they tell others. And he said, Ameen, and again went away. So I am seriously asking, if you are already happy, then our purpose is done. Huh? So what do you think? More happy. Because English is a very funny language. The superlative is best, good, better, best. But now they start saying better than the best. So what can you do, isn't it? So always there is scope for something more. If you want to engage, you want to spend your time on anything, as Baba says, I have got 108 mala, but okay, if more come, I can add more fields to it. So no end to it. All right. Now, what is the difference between happy and happiness? Which is better? You compare it with busy and business. Okay? Busy and business. So which is more rewarding? Being busy or doing some business? Business. Similarly, which of the two is better? Happy or happiness? Happiness. That is why they always say health, wealth and happiness. Not just health, wealth and happy. Because happy can be short-lived. Happiness is a trigger. It shows permanence. So our topic of today is not just happy or happiness. How to remain. Not be, we already are. How to remain ever happy? All right. If you want to enjoy anything or suffer less, it is always better to get one step higher than what we are seeking. then it becomes very comfortable because it is one step lower. Always, you don't feel mind failure. There was a child admitted to a school, and the result came, annual result. The father asked, "How did you fare?" The child said, "Teacher has said, just you have to remain in the same class for another year." Father was illiterate, so he said, "You may remain in the same class for many years, but don't fail." You see? So therefore, let us now think in terms of ourself being soul and ourself being body. Soul in the body. What is the difference? People today are frantically seeking means of comfort. All of them. Some think there is comfort in money, so they are collecting more and more and more money. Others think, no, I should have position, I should have some recognition, some designation. So they are going higher and higher and higher and higher. All those things. Let us think of a person who temporarily, at least, has all the means of comfort. All the means. Possible means. Still, is that person comfortable? Next step is happy. All the means of comfort should lead to comfort and happiness. Is anyone happy? No. So what is wrong? That we are collecting the means and accumulating and have acquired, and still neither we are comfortable nor we are happy. Simply because means are only means. Means to something. A road to some destination. Means are not the end. So, people are confusing the means with the end. The destination. What really the fruit. So, Baba says, my children work the other way round. They say, we want the fruit straight away. Because all means, any type of means, are double-edged. The same means can give you happiness, and the same can lead to sorrow. All the type of means. The closest is our body. Now this body can give you a lot of happiness, but at the same time, it can put us in a situation that we feel most uneasy, want to even leave it. Same body. Your child. The child can raise your reputation, and the same child can bring it down. Same child. Money. Money can make you happy, comfortable. Same money can get you murdered. You know? So, no means are only means. So, we have all the type of means, but there is some other thing which governs whether those means help me in being comfortable and happy or other ways. So, that thing is my entitlement to happiness, comfort, sorrow, pain and all. So what is that? Now you see, every animate and inanimate object in this world have got their original nature, natural nature. Always Baba says, let my children revert to their natural nature. We know ice is naturally cold. So if you have an ice cube on your hand, palm. It will make you feel cold and it will slowly start melting due to outside atmosphere. But till it remains, even after dilution, it will not lose its natural nature of being cold. Still it exists. Fire, we know fire burns. So if you have a wax matchstick and you light it, it will try to burn your fingertip, it will not leave the fire because it's natural nature. There is a snake, its natural nature is to bite. So snake will only bite, natural nature. A fragrant rose will not lose its fragrance till it exists. It doesn't matter where you place it. You place a rose in a bouquet, in a garland, in a temple, throw it in a rubbish bin, still rose is a rose. It will not lose or start not to give fragrance because it is in a rubbish bin. This is natural nature. What is the natural nature of a human being? Our natural nature is to be sad, to be suffering, to be sometimes happy, sometimes suffering. What is our natural, or to be happy, or to be ever happy? What is our natural nature? Because it is easy to live in our natural nature just by understanding, because it is our natural nature. If it is something different, acquired or unnatural, or something we are stage managing, then it may be difficult. But natural nature comes naturally. So what is my natural nature? First of all, I am a soul. So I am not talking of natural nature as a body, that I know English or I know Spanish, I acquired at birth, but that is not, soul knows no language and it knows all languages. So not real natural characteristic of I. What is it? What are you saying? Peace. Natural nature is peace. Baba says, yes, but peace only when you are in your state of a soul. In many Muralis, Baba has said that peace will be there in the peace world, soul world only. Because in this world, to seek peace, you can be either happy or unhappy in this world. But you cannot be zero. Peace is like a zero state. In a bank, if you have got a plus balance, it is this side. Or you have an overdraft, you have a loan arrangement with the bank, this side. But zero, no bank will operate with your zero balance. These are the days of machines, computers. So a customer was registered with a store. So in routine, the computer used to send them their balance due to all the customers listed. So one customer had zero balance. So the machine just wrote that this is to remind that zero amount is due from you. Please send as early as possible. So that person read, he smiled. He also made out a check for 000 and sent it, that I am sending you the remittance. The machine again replied, thank you for your check of 000. So basically, this zero is an imaginary state in this world, just as equator is an imaginary line around the globe. It is just to understand. But when we are in the body, It is either this or this. Zero may be momentary, shift, crossing the border. But what is my natural state, even as a soul, in the soul world? It is not peace. It is easy to say peace. When I am in the soul world, or you are in the soul world, you will not even know that this is the world of souls. I am peaceful soul. Who is the soul by my side? Also a peaceful. No. The realization or experience of peace in the soul world you can have now at the confluence, not in the peace world. Because if you have an ice factory and the whole stock is of ice, so it is understood that this is an ice factory. But when you bring an ice slab outside and then there are other things, so this is ice. The real nature of the soul our characteristic is, soul is truth. Truth means here, because truth has also many shades, truth, reality, fact, no. Truth means eternal, unchangeable, that was, that is, that will be. Neither I in my natural form am changeable. I may acquire costume, this and that, but my own entity will remain, and even my place in the soul world is fixed. Otherwise, if you come to India and you have a house, you either give to some caretaker or you lock it and you think, if I leave it for some time, somebody else may get in. You know, and if for long, if you leave a house abandoned, it is called a ghost house. Some ghost may enter. But here, we may be leaving it for 1 minute, less than 5,000 years. Still, it will be yours. Anytime you go, no one can enter into that. The system is so automatic. Because Baba is like that. Today we have how many souls on earth? 6.50 something, millions or billions. The thumb impression of no one is identical to the other. And if another 1 million comes, there will be more designs. And same about lifestyles. So you cannot have a more perfect designer than nature or God. So similarly, that place is there. Number one characteristic of all souls is that we are truth, which means eternal. Number two characteristic is that in comparison to all other things, we are live. We can experience. We can act. Our body is made live by our being inside it. Just as this electric tube makes light in the room, but room itself is not lighted. Similarly, when we are in the body, it can grow, it can taste, it can smell, although it can act, it can experience. So the second characteristic is we are live. This chair is not live. So all physical objects, even our bodies, when we leave them, after that, they are just physical objects. It will disintegrate and merge into the elements. It cannot experience, a dead body cannot experience. So second characteristic of the soul is that it is live. And the third one is, which is most important, that it is blissful by nature. You take away the body, everything, all the physical position, possession, by itself the soul is blissful. That is why the highest attainment that we seek in this world is not peace. It is momentary, it can't be there. And peace is nothing. Peace is even at a lower level than happiness. Peace is zero. Happiness is plus balance. And suffering is minus balance. Peace is nothing. So therefore, bliss And that is why Dadi Janaki many times tells us how to get bliss, what are the methods to get bliss. Either you get bliss by blessings, or you get bliss by balance, or you get bliss direct from the ocean of bliss, and like that. So our natural nature is bliss. Now let us distinguish it. It is good that my talking is inducing sleep, and some very good. That is peace, seeking peace. Acha. Now, see, when we say love, love is a great power, and Baba has all the good attributes like an ocean, but still they say love is God. At many places you will find written two words only for God: truth is God, love is God. No third attribute of God, that compassion is God, kindness is God. No. So truth, because God is also eternal. Truth is this science of spirituality. We are also truth, eternal. God is also eternal. Love is the applied science or technology of living, of a soul. Leave that aside. Still, in soul world you can't express love, you cannot experience love. But by nature you are blissful. That is why when we come here, we are even satisfied with lesser things than bliss, because bliss has gone back in the background. Now I am telling you, love is very good power. Love is a power as well as a virtue, because love is there at the confluence, and love is also there in the golden age. No other power is there in the golden age. All powers get converted into virtues. Tolerance is not there in the golden age. Cooperation is not mentioned because it's natural. But love is both a power and a virtue, so it exists in both the. So we can use love as a power. But still, is there an antonym to love? What is that? If you are betrayed in love, then what is produced? What is the antonym to love? Hatred. Hatred. Okay. So, in practical terms, if you seek love and it doesn't come in the way it should, then the opposite comes. Just as day, we presume that there will be night. So love, there will be the other side of the coin is hatred. We all know it. Okay. Happiness. Is there any opposite of happiness? When you are not happy, what you are? Sad. Peace. Peace. Is it eternal here, or there is opposite to peace also? Peacelessness, uneasiness. Okay. But there is no antonym to bliss. Why? Because all the others, they are very good powers, very good virtues, but they are all connected with ourselves, souls in the body. So what we consider our experience as happiness, you cannot experience happiness without this body. Because you also cannot experience sorrow without this body. Only yesterday Murli Baba has said, if you are out of the body, you cannot experience. Peacelessness or uneasiness also. Many people commit suicide thinking that I leave the body, at least I will get rid of this. So, the big advantage that we Brahmins have got at this point of time, the biggest plus point is that we have this body. You see? confluence body. Shiv Baba does not have body, or does he have? Baba has to borrow, but we have our own. You can even lend if you want, okay. But lend to some angel, not to a ghost, because ghost will enter, won't come out. Achha. Now see, the advanced party souls, our ancestors, they don't have body. They can only say, children on earth, do complete the work, hurry up, and they will feel happy. But they don't have body. We have. Till we go into the photo frame, we have. Isn't it? So therefore, this body is also double-edged. Because through this body we can advance, we can earn, or we can lose our chance of doing that. But anything that we connect with this body will not be eternal, will not be permanent, will not be everlasting, because the very fact is that this body also is temporarily with us. It is very sure. You know, when they teach in the school, what is sure? They say, as sure as death. That is the saying. So it is very sure we did not have it. And we don't know when, but we are not going to have it. So if you connect anything, any of your joy, happiness, things with this, you will be sad one day. Because you collect lot of money, put in a bank account. As soon as this soul goes, the bank manager will ask who is the nominee. And won't give. Although you make a nice palace, as soon as the soul goes, anybody will be the owner of that. All those things, these are only, all the things of the world are to give happiness, feeling of love, experience of all those things through this body only. But Baba's Gyan, Baba says, Baba does not teach anything about the body. He teaches about the soul. It is the byproduct of that we know about the body. Our education, our knowledge is for future. And it is for the soul. So it goes to the core of the thing. And that makes it very easy. Because you may think I am laboring, you may think I am working so hard, I am busy. But are we in the business of being busy? For example, you have an motor car, automobile. And the automobile companies all over the world are improving, making it green and all that, friendly, whatever. Supposing they make an automobile which can run at the speed of 1000 kilometers, even more. Still, its engine will have the limitation. It can go as fast as possible on the globe. It cannot go up. Because the engine is not an aviation engine. In contrast, this is a small helicopter or single engine plane, but it has got an aviation engine. So it can go up. Okay? And rocket can go further up, and then there are further things which go in the space. So we have to see. And all those things which are on this earth, they are attracted by gravity, you know. We are here. If you go in space and you go out of your spaceship, you will be floating. And you have to be tied with something to walk. But here, everything, every physical thing is attracted by gravity. So you may throw anything as high as it will come down. And this gravity is very close to graveyard. You see, grave. And when somebody is very serious, they say the situation is grave. Which means going to the grave. Okay. Now, it means everything here will come to an end. It has a time limit frame. and it can do anything here, but nothing of up. But Baba has recruited us as Air Force people, not as ground soldiers, okay? There is Navy, there is Army, there is Air Force. So we all have Air Force ribbons. So as soon as we get this Gyan, it doesn't touch your body at all. It can fly out of the body. Even the booster rockets that they make ultimately put the payload in the space. So these are our booster rockets. Let us have as powerful as possible. But the real thing is that. And it is another interesting thing that all that we do here, all the means we acquire, whatever, ultimately the being, the experiencer is the soul. Talk of any, make a whole list of your values or whatever, contentment, satisfaction, cooperation, excellence. Name all the possible things that we seek. None of them will be physical or material. Is love physical or material? Is excellence, contentment, whatever. Not a single one will be physical or material. So that tells us the limitation of the physical or material and the unlimitedness of the spiritual. Our mind can fly. Mind is a spiritual thing. Baba has, in so many Muralis this season, Baba talks of mind. Take your mind away, bring your mind, and if you have control over, if you are at the controls of your mind, you can steer it to desirable destinations. Otherwise, it will take you to a ditch, and then you will flutter. Therefore, basic thing is that soul has unlimited potentiality. With body, whatever you may acquire, you may become the president of the United States, whosoever, but it is limited. The body itself is limited. Many presidents have died in office. They were assassinated or whatever. So, gone. So, after making so much effort, gone. So, Baba says, I am giving you an type of, altogether different type of understanding and empowerment, so that your future for as long as possible, at least 3/4 of the cycle, becomes favorable and bright and enjoyable. That is why it is very important to understand that what you call super sensual experience. Any experience that is not had through the sense organs of the body will give you a typical type of, a unique type of feeling which you can never get through sensual experiences. You can air condition your room, you can put cushions in your sofas, you can do anything. But all those, they are only means. Say there is a king and in a nice palace, and he goes out to his kingdom and spends the whole day, and when returns wants to enter his sleeping room, and he's so tired, the doorkeeper or the security guard says, sir, the room is ready, temperature is controlled, but today morning a big cobra had entered here. And we don't know where it is, but sir, you are the king. What cobra can do to you? You sleep. So what will happen then? So he doesn't become a worry-less king. Whole night he won't sleep. So this is the thing. So anything you will connect with the body, first limitation is fear of losing the body. Because here in this world of today, there is no guarantee. A very healthy person taking all the precautions, going by the textbook for his diet and all those things, whatever that person may do, you will find in this world people for no physical reason to live, they are alive. and those who were hale and hearty gone. Because there is something different functioning, that is karmic account. And it is the karmic account which actually takes us to a direction. People talk of diabetes. Why a person has so much fondness of sugar? Because he has to go that way to settle his karmic account. And he becomes so miserable. The driver is gulping rasgullas, and the boss, who can buy the whole shop, he is forbidden, you have not to touch sugar if you want to live. So he is helplessly watching. So who is more fortunate at that point of time? So we want to get out of all these things. Anything that has the risk of losing, and we are people, master Sarva Shaktivan, got knowledge from God, where you are above loss or gain. For the Brahma BKS, the definition of success is what? For the world, the definition of success is only one part of it. That is what is palatable, what is favorable. For us, in gain or loss, in victory or defeat, in praise or insult, we are equanimous. That is a victory. And that is the real test of our jnana. So if you get into that mode, you can be, happiness is lower than bliss. But once you are in your state of blissfulness, and you know how to get bliss, how to enhance bliss, and we have got so many methods of getting bliss, even serving, the best joy, unsaid thanks, the reward you get is when you give. You will always notice. You will enjoy giving. Always. Say, a friend comes to a friend's house. That person, the host, will offer all the things, nice things, cashews, what you call, Roxana and so on. Please take, have coffee. The friend, he's his friend, he will say, no, it's okay, I have taken, please take. He's offering and insisting you take. And out of the whole plate of cashews, he will pick up just one, as if it is some scorpion, and take it. It feels so heavy. In his house, he will gulp. But here, why? Because there is obligation. Feels burden. Now, you reverse the role, this man goes to his friend's house. Same thing will happen. He will say, take, and he's offering free. He will say, no. So there is definite joy in giving. If some person wants you to help in crossing the road, you can very well say, I have no time. You cross the road or come under a vehicle, I am not concerned, it is your account. But if you do help that person cross the road, you will get a drop of bliss. And that is invaluable. So our Baba's jnana is such that he has given us such tools which you do not lose by giving, which actually increase by giving. Happiness. If you share any happiness with people, it is just like lighting candles or lamps. The light will grow. And if you start sharing sadness, the whole house will look like they have come to a graveyard for mourning. You see? So it is for me. So that is why in these days, there is always a lamp lighting ceremony before you do anything. It tells a lot, but people have made it just a ceremony. So once one candle lights another one, it does not lose its own light. The two will make the whole atmosphere brighter. So giving, it doesn't lose. Happiness, if you share with another one, yours is with you, and the other one also becomes happy and becomes helpful in creating happy atmosphere. Knowledge. Our first subject is knowledge. Now knowledge, if you give, you are not going to lose your own. You are making another person, you are part of your group of knowledgeful people. Yoga is cooperation, Sahaya Yoga. If you cooperate with others, you are not going to lose anything of yours. On the contrary, you will get cooperation. Virtues. Say you are in a rose garden and you get lot of fragrance. That rose is not going to lose its fragrance. only you are getting extra. And service, of course, is always giving. So we are in a very profitable stage. That is why we are in the business of happiness, just not happy. So this is Baba has given us, so long as we do not go to the photo frame, only up to them. So therefore, we must, that is Baba is again and again telling us, each thought, because the smallest denominator of time is thought. If you divide time, your life is divided in number of time, so many years, and the smallest denominator of time may be a second or a split second. But spiritually speaking, the smallest denominator of time is your thought. Thought, 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 how many you have in a second or a minute. So if we, that is the smallest. So whenever you want to catch someone, you catch from the smallest point by the neck, not by the waist. Similarly, when they make a dam on a river, they look at the smallest point. So likewise, it is so easy. Just as in a blood test, you just give a drop and they will give you the whole analysis. Similarly, you can have your own analysis by just checking your one thought. Because that way the others will also be there. So this is what Baba says. Control your thought. And mera time ho gaya shayad na? Achha. The best formula for us is, you have got so many movies exposing in your shelf. Sad movies, fighting movies, comedies, joyful movies, dances, this and that. You always select as per your mood that, okay, let me look at some comedy, I can also be happy. So these are only stored movies, but we have the option. Baba has given you the third eye, which controls all your time and all your space. Three words, geography, and the cycle, history. And that history is only past, this is future also. So with that, now if we are at the controls, we have total option that what we should bring on the screen of my mind, what the eye of my mind should see, and once you are absorbed in that, nothing matters. Your eyes are open, ears are open, you may be looking, just as you are lost somewhere. We say not lost, you are found somewhere. So therefore, that is the thing. So take your mind to only those situations which make you happy, which make you comfortable, and it is the magic of the soul, the mind. You can appear and disappear, you can make things appear, you can make, those magicians do it by trick, and this is natural. That is all. So therefore, please try. When Baba tells us the exercise or the journey, Baba never talks of Kaljuga, that bring your mind to Kaljuga. Baba skips that. Only says soul world, angel world, golden age, sangam. So we can also do that. This is the thing. So if you try that. Half past six. Achha. Okay, very nice. I was told I have to meet some brothers and sisters from Israel. They are here? Oh, wonderful. They said, you meet them separately, okay. For that I was keeping some time. And thereafter I am told to do this Gyan Sarovar class also. Doesn't matter, it's good. As, do you think that 5,000 years ago we sat up to 6:30 or? 6:40. Yes. Your far-sightedness is strong. Achha. Baba said, okay. Yeah, right. Yes. So, the idea is, we are likely to be, momentarily, we can think, oh, it is so easy. Whenever Baba tells us something, it looks so easy. Because in congenial circumstances, situation, the thing that looks difficult to me looks easy. Supposing a child has to go out of the street, and there is a big dog, frightening, ferocious dog in some house. So child is always afraid that, oh, this dog will... The sight of the dog makes the child fearful. But when the child is with the father and holds the hand of the father and crosses that bungalow and the dog is looking, child can even tease the dog, look, I am crossing. So similarly, it is only empowerment. If I am given by some corporate that I have to buy a Boeing plane and here is the check, anybody can buy it because you are empowered. So similarly, the drawback that comes in this thing is that momentarily in the present we get lot of inspiration and we feel it is so easy because such atmosphere is created that it really is easy for us. But as soon as you come out of that conditioned situation, say you have created a nursery in Dubai with climate control and a nice rose is blooming. There it can stay. But if you pluck it and take it outside, hostile temperature, it will die. Similarly, what happens that Baba has given us so much gyan that even when you are on deathbed, you can get up and fly. And it is possible because the soul has such power. Supposing a person is in intensive care ward of a hospital, the body is not in good shape, can't even get up and cries, and the doctor has got all the monitors and doctors are attending, even the visitors are allowed to see only from a distance, no disturbance, silence, controlled diet, the person is so helpless. And you suddenly tell that person, announce there, that there is a time bomb under your bed and it is going to explode in 20 seconds. That person will elbow the doctor and will be on the road. Where from that energy comes? This is the negative side, but you can also use in the positive side. The thing is, we get limited by certain handicaps. And whenever we venture some bigger jump, those handicaps call us back. Don't do, you have never done it, you tried so many times, it will not happen. So that is why Baba says, put a full stop. Unless we are able to put a full stop, we always say, any program we say, the program concludes for a new beginning, we always say. Because this drama goes and on. We are putting this full stop in small ordinary things. When you get petrol filled into your car, the person, petrol attendant says, look, the meter is zero. Because you do not want to pay for the previous customer's filling. When you enter a taxi cab, the driver says, look, the meter is zero. We care for that zero metering because we think some money will be lost. But how about every new day coming, but our meter doesn't become zero. It gets keeps engaged with the last thought of the last day. Immediately it takes over as we get up. That is why Baba has said a few days ago in a Murli, that you can make even your sleep as a part of your yoga. It will be added to your account. Just as Brahma Baba and Mother used to do, they were so busy in the day doing all the responsibilities. But in the end, in the night, they put themselves in such a state and slept that the sleep was also counted as yoga. This is how this night travel has started. Why we travel by the night? We think we will save the day. So that is, we do it in this world, but we are not doing for that. Now, today I was sitting with Dadi Janki Ji. She said, why even think of putting a full stop. Because this drama is such, every moment is new. It is a changing drama. And as per the time in the drama, things have been changing for going down. And now we are at confluence, for us these things are changing for going up. Whether we like or not, we will go up. It is sure, because we are, the curve is ascending. You see, a child doesn't know where this bus will take him. But if the child is put in a seat in the right bus, he will go. So we are children. So one thing is we start thinking we are grown-ups. And we start using our own intellect, which actually adulterates the Shrimad. But we think we make it suitable to me, and then it becomes diluted. So we should put thing on our back, because Baba give is almighty, his teachings are such, for whatever time is left, he gives us a revised formula, and if we apply that, that will work. But provided we don't follow the old speed, read the old books. You know, a student in 8th standard of a school thinks that this examination is the most difficult, the 7th one was easy, because he has passed it. 6th one was very easy. But this one is very difficult. After he qualifies the 8th one, then he starts saying, 8th was easy, but this one, 9th class, very difficult. That is the exam for me. That is what we say also. Oh, this is some, it will always be new when you are ascending step by step. So it will be new. But somehow we want to qualify the next exam with the old books. That will not happen. So Baba is telling us new formulas. When Baba talks in the Murli, I take care to see what Baba is speaking to the new children. Because Baba tells the new children such formula that they can be in line with the others. So if we follow that, so then you can not be disheartened by your slow speed which was there behind. So the basic thing is, Baba has given us even the choice that we can make our own chart, our own program, but up to now we were using our physical, although spiritualized, purified physical, Sangam Yogi body, Sangam Yogi words, Sangam Yogi means for our improvement. Now Baba says, go deeper and let your mind connects the soul with the body. At least we can understand the mind, we can control the mind. Mind should be trained. Otherwise, some people start blaming the mind. Mind is very fast, mind is very flickery, mind gets attracted, mind gets frightened, and so on. Mind is the present scene on the drama screen, but there is a film behind which we have already rolled, and there is a film ahead which still has to unroll. So we have to see all the three aspects. Mind will only bring to fore what is in stock, our own stock. Say mind is like a water tap. Water tap will give what type of water? It depends on the water in the tank above. If the tank water is dirty, the tap will give dirty water. If the tank water is green, this will give green water. If the tank water is hot, it will give hot water. Now you know that I have got this dirty water, because you can't avoid, because tap is only functioning as per the tank. If the tank is empty, it will be just, you may open. So when I am consciously aware that here is the dirty water and I have to drink it, what you will do? You will drink it straight away or treat it so that it becomes drinkable. So even if we have got a tank with such like things, we should not be frightened, because we know it and we will not let it harm us. That way also the mind works. And the more we start clarifying and adding more pure water in the tank, ultimately that will drain out and the good water, that will become congenial to you. So therefore, past is a great barrier, it's a great handicap, which we have to overcome. If we are conscious, it will not disturb us, because we are children of Almighty, and Almighty gives us new formulae, which nothing up to now can deter. We can go ahead. Number one. Number two, Baba says, Brahmins must follow the simple routine. We may not make long-term plans, 6 months plan, 1 week plan, no. The simple routine prescribed by Baba. Following that means following Srimad. Otherwise you will not even know. If I don't follow the simple routine, very simple, say when you have to get up, in what state of mind you have to get up, what you have to do the whole day, what your mind is doing the whole day, how you have to eat, how you have to conduct, how you have, what is your responsibility, even we have to earn our body for the golden age. Nothing, no, there is no free lunch in the world. We have to earn our body. We have to also earn our souls who want to accompany with we with us. We have to earn your friends, your relatives, all those things. So it is so much work that mind can remain so busy. So that will only happen if we give full attention to the Murli. If we are very active and we are enthused, or if we become lazy or careless, then the gems will cross and we will wake up later on. You will always find, if you are lazy or tired, you are asleep, you will get up only when the yoga time is over. You look at the clock, it will be there. So Maya takes away your right. So only my suggestion is, simple following of the total routine will keep you happy. If you miss anything, you will find, it may be simple thing, but you will find there is some discontentment inside, and that will work all through to reduce your getting what Baba is giving. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. So in the end you are happy or burdened? So many things, huh? Happy. In Delhi they say that look to your next person and smile, huh? But you are all Baba's children, I need not say, you can smile otherwise also. Okay, Om Shanti.